Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping have met on the sidelines of the APEC summit in California, hoping to stabilize US-China relations. President Biden says the two leaders haven't always agreed, but cooperation between the two major powers is essential.
We know each other for a long time. We haven't always agreed, which was not a surprise to anyone. But our meetings have always been candid, straightforward, and useful. We have to ensure that competition does not veer into conflict. We also have a responsibility to our people to work together when we see it in our interest to do so. And a critical global challenge that we face, from climate change to counter-narcotics to artificial intelligence, demand our joint efforts.
Immigration Minister Andrew Giles has introduced a new bill to amend the Migration Act to place tough restrictions on people released from immigration detention. The measures include requiring people to wear ankle bracelets, and any breaches could lead to fines or prison sentences. Minister Giles says the government is considering further measures to ensure the safety of the community.
While it is important that we enact this legislation as a priority, further safeguards are being considered. Community protection remains a fundamental priority, and the measures included in this bill are fundamental for providing the legislative framework to support this outcome.
Australia's unemployment rate has risen to 3.7%, up from 3.6% in September. Figures show there were 54,900 new jobs introduced in the labour market within the last 30 days, with less than 17,000 of them being part-time roles. Infrastructure Minister Catherine King has announced that the federal government will be cutting 50 high-risk infrastructure projects across Australia. She's blamed the Coalition for the Infrastructure Cuts, accusing the former government of overcommitting to projects.
It is clear that the previous government deliberately set about announcing projects that did not have enough funding and they knew could not be delivered. It can only be described, frankly, as economic vandalism.
Punitive trade sanctions imposed on Australian exports by China may be gone in time for Christmas. Beijing imposed sanctions worth $20 billion on Australian products during the height of diplomatic tensions in 2020. Some $2 billion worth of sanctions remain on certain exports, including rock lobster and beef. Trade Minister Don Farrell met his Chinese counterpart Wang Wentao in China. Speaking to ABC Radio, Senator Farrell has expressed his confidence that the trade issues will soon be resolved.
I remain very confident based on my meeting last week and hopefully my meeting today that by Christmas all of these trade impediments will be removed.
Independent Senator David Pocock has called on the federal government to step up its action on climate change. It comes after the senators' meeting with religious leaders who are calling for an end to fossil fuel projects. The ACT senator says it's time for members of the government to prove their words on the protection of the environment and the reduction of emissions through actions.
It's time for the government to start aligning their actions with their talk. We hear a lot about the transition. The thing that the government doesn't want to address is expanding the fossil fuel industry.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.